Sec 2102, Adjustment of Status of Registered Provisional Immigrants, in General Chapter 5 of Title IIA USC 1255 et sec, is amended by inserting after Section 245B as added by Section 2101 of this title, the following, Sec 245C, Adjustment of Status of Registered Provisional Immigrants, in General Subject to Section 245EB and Section 2302C3 of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act, the Secretary may adjust the status of the Registered Provisional Immigrant to that of an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence if the Registered Provisional Immigrant satisfies the eligibility requirements set forth in subsection B. Eligibility requirements. 1. Registered provisional immigrant status. In general, the alien was granted registered provisional immigrant status under Section 245B and remains eligible for such status. B. Continuous physical presence. The alien establishes to the satisfaction of the Secretary that the alien was not continuously absent from the United States for more than 180 days in any calendar year during the period of admission as a registered provisional immigrant unless the alien's absence was due to extenuating circumstances beyond the alien's control. C. Maintenance of waivers of inadmissibility. The grounds of inadmissibility set forth in Section 212A that were previously waived for the alien or made inapplicable under Section 245BB shall not apply for purposes of the alien's adjustment of status under this section. D. Pending revocation proceedings. If the Secretary has notified the applicant that the Secretary intends to revoke the APPLICANTS registered provisional immigrant status under Section 245BB2A, the Secretary may not approve an application for adjustment of status under this section unless the Secretary makes a final determination not to revoke the APPLICANTS status. 2. Payment of taxes. A. In general, an applicant may not file an application for adjustment of status under this section unless the applicant has satisfied any applicable federal tax liability. B. Definition of applicable federal tax liability. In subparagraph A, the term applicable federal tax liability means all federal income taxes assessed in accordance with Section 6203 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 since the date on which the applicant was authorized to work in the United States as a registered provisional immigrant under Section 245BA. C. Compliance. The applicant may demonstrate compliance with subparagraph A by submitting such documentation as the Secretary, in consultation with the Secretary of the Treasury, may require by regulation. 3. Employment requirement. A. In general, except as provided in subparagraphs D and E, an alien applying for adjustment of status under this section shall establish that during his or her period of status as a registered provisional immigrant, he or she, II, was regularly employed throughout the period of admission as a registered provisional immigrant, allowing for brief periods lasting not more than 60 days, and II is not likely to become a public charge as determined under Section 212A4R. Can demonstrate average income or resources that are not less than 125% of the federal poverty level throughout the period of admission as a registered provisional immigrant. B. Evidence of employment. I. Documents. An alien may satisfy the employment requirement under subparagraph II by submitting to the Secretary records that I established by the preponderance of the evidence compliance with such employment requirement, and II have been maintained by the Social Security Administration, the Internal Revenue Service, or any other federal, state, or local government agency. A. Other documents. An alien who is unable to submit the records described in clause I may satisfy the employment or education requirement under subparagraph A by submitting to the Secretary at least two types of reliable documents not described in clause I that provide evidence of employment or education, including I. Bank records, II. Business records, III. Employer records, IV. Records of a labor union, a labor center, or organization that assists workers in employment. V. Sworn affidavits from non-relatives who have direct knowledge of the alien's work or education that contain A. The name, address, and telephone number of the affiant. B. The nature and duration of the relationship between the affiant and the alien. And C. Other verification or information. D. Remittance records. And II. School records from institutions described in subparagraph E. II. Additional documents and restrictions. The Secretary may I. Designate additional documents that may be used to establish compliance with the requirement under subparagraph A. And II. Set such terms and conditions on the use of affidavits as may be necessary to verify and confirm the identity of any affiant or to otherwise prevent fraudulent submissions. C. Satisfaction of employment requirement. An alien may not be required to satisfy the employment requirements under this section with a single employer. D. Education permitted. An alien may satisfy the requirement under subparagraph A in whole or in part by providing evidence of full-time attendance at I. An institution of higher education as defined in Section 102A of the Higher Education Act of 1965. 20 U.S.C. 1002A. E. A secondary school, including a public secondary school as defined in Section 9101 of the Elementary and Secondary Education Act of 1965. 20 U.S.C. 7801. AI and education literacy, our career and technical training program including vocational training that is designed to lead to placement in post-secondary education, job training, or employment through which Alien is working towards such placement. Our IV and education program assisting students either in obtaining a high school equivalency diploma, certificate, or its recognized equivalent under state law including a certificate of completion, certificate of attendance, or alternate award, or in passing a general educational development exam or other equivalent state authorized exam, or completed other applicable state requirements for high school equivalency. E. Authorization of exceptions and waivers. I. Exceptions based on age or disability. Employment and education requirements under this paragraph shall not apply to any alien who I is younger than 21 years of age on the date on which the alien files an application for the first extension of the initial period of authorized admission as a registered provisional immigrant. II is at least 60 years of age on the date on which the alien files an application for an extension of registered provisional immigrant status, or at least 65 years of age on the date on which the ALIENS application for adjustment of status is filed under this section. R. III has a physical or mental disability as defined in Section 32 of the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1994, 42 U.S.C. 12,122, or as a result of pregnancy, if such condition is evidenced by the submission of documentation prescribed by the Secretary. A. Family exceptions. Employment and education requirements under this paragraph shall not apply to any alien who is a dependent registered provisional immigrant under subsection B5. II. Temporary exceptions. Employment and education requirements under this paragraph shall not apply during any period during which alien I was on medical leave, maternity leave, or other employment leave authorized by federal law, state law, or the policy of the employer. II. Is or was the primary caretaker of a child or another person who requires supervision or is unable to care for himself or herself. R. III was unable to work due to circumstances outside the control of the alien. A waiver. The Secretary may waive employment or education requirements under this paragraph with respect to any individual alien who demonstrates extreme hardship to himself or herself or to spouse, parent, or child who is a United States citizen or lawful permanent resident. For English skills, A. In general, except as provided under subparagraph C, a registered provisional immigrant who is 16 years of age or older shall establish that he or she I meets the requirements set forth in Section 312, R. A. is satisfactorily pursuing the course of study pursuant to standards established by the Secretary of Education in consultation with the Secretary to achieve an understanding of English and knowledge and understanding of the history and government of the United States as described in Section 312A. B. Relation to naturalization examination. A registered provisional immigrant who demonstrates that he or she meets the requirements set forth in Section 312 may be considered to have satisfied such requirements for purposes of becoming naturalized as a citizen of the United States. C. Exceptions. I. Mandatory subparagraph shall not apply to any person who is unable to comply with the requirements under that subparagraph because of a physical or developmental disability or mental impairment. A. Discretionary. The Secretary may waive all or part of subparagraph A for a registered provisional immigrant who is 70 years of age or older on the date on which an application is filed for adjustment of status under this section. 5. Military Selective Service. The alien shall provide proof of registration under the Military Selective Service Act 50 U.S.C. Act 451 ex. If the alien is subject to such registration on or after the date on which the ALIENS application for registered provisional immigrant status is granted. C. Application procedures. 1. In general, beginning on the date described in paragraph 2, a registered provisional immigrant or a registered provisional immigrant dependent who meets the eligibility requirements set forth in subsection B may apply for adjustment of status to that of an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence by submitting an application to the Secretary that includes the evidence required by regulation to demonstrate APPLICANTS eligibility for such adjustment. 2. Back of the line, the status of the registered provisional immigrant may not be adjusted to that of an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence under this section until after the Secretary of State certifies that immigrant visas have become available for all approved petitions for immigrant visas that were filed under sections 201 and 203 before the date of the enactment of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act. 3. Interview. The Secretary may interview applicants for adjustment of status under this section to determine whether they meet the eligibility requirements set forth in subsection B. 4. Security and law enforcement clearances. The Secretary may not adjust the status of a registered provisional immigrant under this section until renewed national security and law enforcement clearances have been completed with respect to the registered provisional immigrant to the satisfaction of the Secretary. 5. Fees and penalties. A. Processing fees. I. In general, the Secretary shall impose a processing fee on applicants for adjustment of status under this section at a level sufficient to recover the full cost of processing such applications, including costs associated with I. Adjudicating the applications. II. Taking and processing biometrics. III. Performing national security and criminal checks, including adjudication. IV. Preventing and investigating fraud. And V. Administration of the fees collected. A. Authority to limit fees. The secretary, by regulation, may I limit the maximum processing fee payable under this subparagraph by a family, including spouses and children, and II exempt other defined classes of individuals from the payment of the fee authorized under clause II. Deposit and use of fees collected under this subparagraph I shall be deposited into the immigration examination fee account pursuant to section 286M, and II shall remain available until expended pursuant to section 286N. B. Penalties. I, in general, in addition to the processing fee required under subparagraph A and the penalty required under section 245BC6E, an alien who was 21 years of age or older on the date on which the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act was originally introduced in the Senate and is filing an application for adjustment of status under this section shall pay a $1,000 penalty to the secretary unless the alien meets the requirements under section 245DB. A. Installments. The secretary shall establish a process for collecting payments required under clause I through periodic installments. II. Deposit allocation and spending of penalties. Penalties collected under this subparagraph I shall be deposited into the Comprehensive Immigration Trust Fund established under Section 6A1 of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act, and II may be used for the purposes set forth in Section 6A3B of subpart I. B. Limitation on registered provisional immigrants. An alien admitted as a registered provisional immigrant under Section 245B of the Immigration and Nationality Act, as added by subsection A, may only adjust status to an alien lawfully admitted for permanent resident status under Section 245C or 245D of such Act or Section 2302. C. Naturalization. Section 319A U.S.C. 1430 is amended. 1. In the section heading, by striking and employees of certain non-profit organizations and inserting employees of certain non-profit organizations and other long-term lawful residents. And 2. By adding at the end the following. F. Any lawful permanent resident who was lawfully present in the United States and eligible for work authorization for not less than 10 years before becoming a lawful permanent resident may be naturalized upon compliance with all the requirements under this title except the provisions of Section 316A1 if such person immediately preceding the date on which the person filed an application for naturalization 1. Has resided continuously within the United States after being lawfully admitted for permanent residence for at least 3 years. 2. During the 3-year period immediately preceding such filing date, has been physically present in the United States for periods totaling at least 50% of such period. And 3. Has resided within the state or in the jurisdiction of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Field Office in the United States in which the applicant filed such application for at least 3 months. Set 2103. The Dream Act. A short title, this section may be cited as the Development, Relief, and Education for Alien Minors Act of 2013 or the DREAM Act 2013. The Adjustment of Status for Certain Aliens Who Enter the United States as Children Chapter 5 of Title IIA USC 1255 etc. is amended by inserting after Section 245C as added by Section 2102 of this title the following. Sec. 245B. Adjustment of Status for Certain Aliens Who Enter the United States as Children. 8 definitions in this section. 1. Institution of higher education. The term institution of higher education has the meaning given such term in Section 102 of the Higher Education Act of 1965, 20 U.S.C. 1002, except that the term does not include institutions described in subsection A1C of such section. 2. Secretary. The term secretary means the Secretary of Homeland Security. 3. Uniformed Services. The term Uniformed Services has the meaning given the term Uniformed Services in Section 101A5 of Title 10, United States Code. B. Adjustment of status for certain aliens who enter the United States as children. 1. Requirements. A. In general, the secretary may adjust the status of a registered provisional immigrant to the status of a lawful permanent resident if the immigrant demonstrates that he or she has been a registered provisional immigrant for at least 5 years. A. Was younger than 16 years of age on the date on which the alien initially entered the United States. II. Has earned a high school diploma, a commensurate alternative award from a public or private high school or secondary school, or has obtained a general education development certificate recognized under state law or high school equivalency diploma in the United States. If II. Has acquired a degree from an institution of higher education or has completed at least 2 years in good standing in a program for BACHELORS degree or higher degree in the United States, or II has served in the uniformed services for at least 4 years and if discharged, received an honorable discharge, and B has provided a list of each secondary school as that term is defined in Section 9101 of the Elementary and Secondary Education Act of 1965, 20 U.S.C. 7801, that alien attended in the United States. B. Hardship exception. I, in general, the secretary may adjust the status of a registered provisional immigrant to the status of a lawful permanent resident if the alien satisfies the requirements under clauses I, II, and V of subparagraph A, and II demonstrates compelling circumstances or inability to satisfy the requirement under subparagraph A of C, citizenship requirement. I, in general, except as provided in clause E, the Secretary may not adjust the status of an alien to lawful permanent resident status under this section unless the alien demonstrates that alien satisfies the requirements under section 312A. A exception clause I shall not apply to an alien whose physical or developmental disability or mental impairment prevents the alien from meeting the requirements such section. T. Submission of biometric and biographic data. The Secretary may not adjust the status of an alien to lawful permanent resident status unless the alien I submits biometric and biographic data in accordance with procedures established by the Secretary. R. A. Complies with an alternative procedure prescribed by the Secretary if the alien is unable to provide such biometric data because of the physical impairment. E. Background checks. A requirement for background checks. The Secretary shall utilize biometric, biographic, and other data that the Secretary determines appropriate. A. To conduct national security and law enforcement background checks of an alien applying for lawful permanent resident status under this section. And II. To determine whether there is any criminal, national security, or other factor that would render the alien ineligible for such status. A. Completion of background checks. The Secretary may not adjust an alien's status to the status of a lawful permanent resident under this subsection until the national security and law enforcement background checks required under clause I have been completed with respect to the alien to the satisfaction of the Secretary. 2. Application for lawful permanent resident status. A. In general, a registered provisional immigrant seeking lawful permanent resident status shall file an application for such status in such manner as the Secretary may require. B. Adjudication. I. In general, the Secretary shall evaluate each application filed by a registered provisional immigrant under this paragraph to determine whether the alien meets the requirements under paragraph 1. A. Adjustment of status. If favorable determination. If the Secretary determines that alien meets the requirements under paragraph 1, the Secretary shall notify the alien of such determination and adjust the status of alien to lawful permanent resident status effective as of the date of such determination. II. Adverse determination. If the Secretary determines that alien does not meet the requirements under paragraph 1, the Secretary shall notify the alien of such determination. C. DACA recipients. The Secretary may adopt streamlined procedures for applicants for adjustment to lawful permanent resident status under this section who were granted deferred action for childhood arrivals pursuant to the SECRETARYS Memorandum of June 15, 2012. Free treatment for purposes of naturalization. A. In general, an alien granted lawful permanent resident status under this section shall be considered for purposes of Title III I, to have been lawfully admitted for permanent residence, and A. To have been in the United States as an alien lawfully admitted to the United States for permanent residence during the period the alien was a registered provisional immigrant. B. Limitation on application for naturalization. An alien may not apply for naturalization while the alien is in registered provisional immigrant status except for an alien described in paragraph 1AE pursuant to section 328 or 329. C. Exemption from numerical limitations. Section 201B1, 8 U.S.C. 1151B1 is amended. 1. By redesignating subparagraph E as subparagraph F, and 2. By inserting after subparagraph E the following: the aliens whose status is adjusted to permanent resident status under section 245C or 245D, but T. Restoration of state option to determine residency for purposes of higher education. 1. Repeal section 505 of the Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act of 1996. 8 U.S.C. 1623 is repealed. 2. Effective date. The repeal under paragraph 1 shall take effect as if included in the original enactment of the Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act of 1996, Division C of Public Law 104-208. Naturalization section 328A, 8 U.S.C. 1439A is effected by inserting without having been lawfully admitted to the United States for permanent resident and after naturalized. F. Limitation on federal student assistance. Notwithstanding any other provision of law, aliens granted registered provisional immigrant status and who initially entered the United States before reaching 16 years of age and aliens granted blue card status shall be eligible only for the following assistance under Title IV of the Higher Education Act of 1965. 20 U.S.C. 1070 et sec. 1. Student loans under Part B and E of such Title IV. 20 U.S.C. 1087A et sec. and 1087A et sec. subject to the requirements of such parts. 2. Federal work study programs under Part C of such Title IV. 42 U.S.C. 2751 et sec. subject to the requirements of such part. 3. Services under such Title IV. 20 U.S.C. 1070 et sec. subject to the requirements for such services.